Her lack of resistance, so unusual, fascinated and stirred him. Also, he was grieving over his father, she thinks. And in grief, people do uncharacteristic things, behave irresponsibly, get drunk and sleep around. Not that he'd been drunk last night. He had, if she recalls correctly, had a single glass of beer. Will he tell his friends about her, she wonders. The chess prodigy, Ivan Kubek. Almost nothing about him was really explained. Quietly, he seemed to observe other people and to perceive a great deal, and when he spoke, his words conveyed a sort of loneliness she found touching. He was very nice to her in bed, she remembers. So nice that it's difficult for her, even now, to regret completely the whole ludicrous episode. She has never in her life spent the night with a stranger before. But then Ivan did not, at the time, seem to her like a stranger. He seemed, all too consciously, to belong to her own camp. Yes, that again. And what does it even mean? Simply that he was tall and good-looking, that he wanted, for the usual animal reasons, to get her into bed, that she, for the same reasons, wanted to let him. Maybe. Now, in any case, her life will return unexplained to whatever it was before. But no, she thinks. Because its shapelessness has been exposed to her now. The old values and meanings floating off unattached, and how can she go about reattaching them? And to what? In another room, the whirring noise comes suddenly to a halt and she can hear something like a curtain hissing along a rail. Oh, she thinks. Oh Christ, he's been in the shower. Frantically, she gets to her feet, finishes dressing, and with darting hands makes the bed, hearing his footsteps now along the hall. When Ivan enters the room, his hair is wet and he's wearing a clean grey sweatshirt. Ah, he says. You're awake. I was wondering if I should wake you. He coughs and continues. Anyway, this is awkward, but they only gave me one bath towel and it's wet now. I hope that's not really annoying. I'm sorry I didn't ask first, but you were sleeping, like I said. She stands at the bottom of the bed with her arms folded. Her face feels tired and swollen, her eyes swollen, hot. It's no problem, she replies. I'll shower when I get home. Right, he says. Right, that's what I thought. Sorry. By his ear, he has a small, thin cut where she supposes he has cut himself shaving. Do you need a lift to your workshop? She asks. I don't mind driving you. Oh, that actually would be cool if it's all right. She's toying with a button on her cardigan. Sure, she says. And look, if you don't mind, I would be grateful if you didn't tell people at the event today. About last night. I'm sorry to ask, but I think it would be difficult for me at work if everyone knew. He gives a strange little laugh. No, obviously, he says. I mean, I get you, but that's not the kind of thing I would tell people at a chess workshop anyway. The conversation doesn't really go there, for like, a lot of different reasons. Without looking up, she nods her head and says, Are you going... She breaks off, smiling, wiping her nose with her fingers. I was going to ask if you were going home today, she says. But I don't even know where you live. Oh, I live in Dublin, he says. And yeah, I'm going back today. On the bus. Her eyes are hot, her face is hot. She's nodding, pretending for some reason to button up her cardigan. I probably have to go soon, he says, to be on time for the thing. Sure. I'm ready.